working in the shadows. Because it is behind the central hall, this place is referred to as the back hall. This room was primarily used by servants. The kitchen would have been outside the door and is represented by the small gated garden by the porch. Kitchens during the Ware and Linden times would have run off wood-burning stoves, and so kitchen fires were relatively common. It was for this reason that the kitchen was built separate from the rest of the house. This way, if the kitchen caught on fire, it would not spread to the rest of the building. What is now the bathroom was a butler's pantry. The food would be brought into that room for last-minute prepping and then would have been taken into the dining room. On larger occasions, the food would have been taken into the central hall. There was an adjoining door from the butler's pantry into the parlors, so food would be taken into there as well. The slaves, and later the servants, would have entered and exited the house through this hall, and perhaps some socially less esteemed guests. The stairs you see would also have been mostly used by the house workers, and at the top of the stairs you will see a small floating door. This space was used for storage of both furniture and children. During social events, young children were sent to this space in order to keep them from underfoot.